Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on a good Friday, because it's always a good Friday to be with you. It's a holiday weekend. Whether you celebrate Passover, which I believe starts at sundown tonight, or it's Good Friday with Easter on Sunday. Stock up now at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Great to be joined by Pavarotti, who sang last night at his church and is singing again tomorrow at the Easter Vigil.
Correct. And Easter Sunday. Yeah, St. Monica's and Sunbury is working me hard this weekend. This Easter weekend.
I'm glad somebody is.
Well, last night went well. Off to a good start. I go to Good Friday service tonight. Get ready for vigil tomorrow. Then we do Easter Sunday, and we're all set.
Yeah, I already went today. So here we are on this Friday. I want to point something out. I want everybody to understand something out of the gate today. I was offered by ESPN the opportunity to interview John Barr about the program on E60 that's going to be on, I believe it's Monday night, and I declined. Because I just literally... What good is it going to do to talk to him? I mean, none. I just felt it would have been a waste of time. How about that? Joe is not alive to defend himself. The difference between John and me is that I talked to Joe twice at length. Once, I think it was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and the other one was right before Christmas in 2011. I mean, long conversations. I don't need to watch what John Barr wants to do. And I'm not saying John Barr is not going to be fair. I'm not saying that. But I was offered the chance to interview him for the show, to promote his program on Monday night. I declined. Now, if you think that's the wrong decision, that's the wrong decision. But it's my decision. And I decided to just not go in that direction. And it's not out of disrespect to John. It's just, I looked around and said, you know what? There's a pretty good chance I know more than he does, and I'm just not going to get into it. You know? I trust what Joe told me. I'll leave it at that. And that's why I have no problem talking about Joe Paterno, ever. Okay. I have no problem talking about Joe, ever. So I decided not to go that route. Now, you know, Matt's all upset because he loves controversy. You know, he's all about ratings and clicks. I just didn't want to do it.
No, in this case, I fully understand.
And it's not, I'm not disrespecting John Barr and the work he's put in. That has nothing to do with it. I also do know that John is uncomfortable with the story that ESPN.com put out this week. He didn't know about it, from what I understand. And if you read the story, if you take the time to read that story, it has almost nothing. I mean, let's start with this. I was here as a student at Penn State when all that bad stuff with that player happened. Now, you know how well I know Penn State football and the players, right? It's always been like that. I never heard of this guy. I never heard of him. Well, you read the story, it turns out Joe dismissed him. You read the story, the university then eventually tossed him out. And then everything should be about the victims that were involved because everybody took the appropriate action. You're reading it like going, what are you using the names in this for? Because everybody took the appropriate action. It's just, I said, that's why. But my understanding is John did not know about the piece. But I still decided that, no, I'm not going to go that route. So I want everybody to know that we had the chance to do it. I decided not to do it. That's my choice. And I think I cited enough reasons. So we're done. Done. And time to move forward. Got a scrimmage tonight. I don't. I'll watch it, but putting me into scrimmage would be a disaster. And then we're going to do a Ask Steve Anything Day, the Monday after the Blue-White game?
Yeah, so we can set it in stone for that.
In other words, that Monday after the Blue-White game, ask me anything you want. You know, the Blue-White game will be over with. There'll be a lot of stuff to talk about at that point, one way or the other. And then we can go from there. Okay? And we'll do that. That way we can have some fun with that. We have a series of guests on for next week. The series of guests for next week, Tommy Hanifin and Rich Scarcella on Monday. Matt McGloin and Neil Coolong on Tuesday. Sandy Barber on Wednesday. Tyler Donahue next Thursday. And then next Friday, Aeneas Hawkins and Brian Tripp. There you go. That's what we have coming up. We've got the King today. And we have open phones. I mean, look, you can call now and we'll go into whatever you want to talk about. We can go into whatever you want to talk about. The Yankees, who have a $500 billion payroll, won last night. Well, that's a big number. And they still can't find any money for Aaron Judge. He's still healthy and playing, right?
He is.
Oh, okay. Well, give it 2 weeks.
He homered the other night.
Yeah, we'll give him 2 weeks. Captain, ooh, I feel a twinge. Uh-oh, could be out a month. All right. For a big man, there's not a lot of durability there. All right. This is your guy. Hey, this is your guy. I mean, do you wake up concerned every day that he might be, like, up a twinge?
Yeah, it's sometimes uneasy when you think about his past, but, you gotta keep it rolling. It is what it is.
You do realize I don't wake up uneasy about anybody that... I don't wake up uneasy about anybody. Unless it's a Penn State player and it's a game I'm doing, then I'm a little uneasy about something, especially something I'm sitting there going, kind of hoping like day to day if somebody's going to jump in. Do you wake up uneasy about something? Yeah. You know, especially if it's a player you know. Doug in Wellsboro, how is life in the Great North?
Shoveling snow, Steve. Still shoveling snow.
That's okay. I'm down here still shoveling it.
Oh, boy. Hey, I just want to comment on that story on ESPN. Like sure. You, I follow Penn State football intently since the early 70s. I never even heard of this guy.
No, you know, neither did I. And Doug, I was talking to a few friends the other day that were here in school the same time I was here. And they looked at me and they said, Steve, do you know this guy? I said, never heard of him. They said, neither did we. None of us ever heard of him.
I think it's ESPN's attempt for clickbait, as usual. If you look on ESPN's front page when they ran the story, whose picture there is Joe plus this guy. You know, on their college football page right now, there's the Penn State emblem with Joe's picture. They're really loosely trying to tie it to Joe, all for the sake of clickbait.
And then you read it, and when you read it, you sit there and go, okay, Joe threw him off the team. Then you read it, Penn State tossed him out of the university, and the authorities did the best they could to... And you feel awful for any victims, especially, you know, along the way. But what did anybody do wrong? Okay? Obviously, he did, but how it was handled by Joe and the university, they handled what they knew and threw him out.
Well, I seem to sense a pattern here. I guess he handled that all right. With Sandusky, he went right to Gary Schultz, so what more do you want him to do?
I don't, you know, that's to this day, that's what gets me. Now, you read the NCAA handbook as to how to handle it. They actually have, and actually, if you read it, go, well, actually, that is how Joe handled it, the way the NCAA now says you should handle it. Okay. Well, and now we're going to do a story 10 years later about it. I just sit there and go, you got to be kidding me. Now I know I did talk to Jay yesterday. I know Jay was interviewed for it, so
it makes perfect sense. It was the day after the Masters. It was a Monday morning. It's a dead period. Baseball, you know, really not going. It was a dead period. ESPN wanted a splash, and that's what they got. You know, but it's kind of like going over as a lead balloon because nobody's really talking about it. Nobody's really picked it up. So they got what they deserved.
Yeah, I mean, it's a story that you read it. In terms of the story, it goes nowhere. And right. What they did was is they put Joe's picture in there to make you click on it.
Right. Hey, is Matt there?
I am here.
Matt's here. He's just fresh off another singing engagement.
Matt, you've got to explain to me Harolis Chapman. Every time we my kids and I watch, we go in the ninth inning, it's always an adventure with him. Why do they still have him closing?
It's a good question, Doug. I'm asking myself the same thing. But even so, I mean, look what happened last night. He pitches one in the eighth inning, and then Michael King comes in and actually gets the save. So that raised an eyebrow for me last night.
The game before, he was on. He was actually throwing it over the plate. He did fine. But most of the time, he's going to walk two or three guys. It's going to be an adventure in the ninth inning, and half the time he blows the save.
I just think it's all in his head. I've been a believer of that for a long time, really since all this nonsense with him kind of started to happen. I just don't think he's right in the head sometimes. I really don't. And I think that plays a factor. And he thinks, oh, he can just blow people out with his 100-mile-per-hour fastball, and... And then when he gets a little bit of trouble, then he can't handle it.
That's what I've been saying about our staff meetings for years. And you know,
get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
All right, last thing, Matt, for your Hall of Stinkage, My first nominee is that dope, Jim Boeheim.
Take it under
advisement.
I am not opposed to that. I will definitely put that under consideration. Because I'm not a fan of his either.
Thank you very much.
Good work, Doug.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
See, now people are nominating.
You know, see, this is great.
Maybe we ought to do a show, and maybe we'll do it the Tuesday. We're going to do Ask Anything to Steve on Monday after the Blue-White game. And then we'll do one where we'll have just an entire show nominating for your Hall of Stinkage. Now, I think it would be a great show, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it really, both things can happen at any time. But, yeah, I love the idea. Let's do it.
Dick Girardi did that show one night in Philadelphia, you know, back when Dick was doing these shows. And it was, I can't remember what he called it. It wasn't the Hall of Stinkage. But people had 60 seconds to name what they thought or who they thought was wrong with sports. Yeah, so it's essentially the Hall of Stinkage idea. The problem is most of yours are just out of pure bitterness.
Well, I'm one for one with one of our callers here on Jim Boeheim. I totally agree.
I didn't say anything about that. I said most of yours are about bitterness. No, I mean, Curt Schilling, you can't stand him. Why? You know, game six, why not beat you? Ain't bitterness. David Ortiz can't stand him.
Now, I actually do not have David Ortiz in my Hall of Stinkage. I don't. I actually don't.
Barry Bonds?
Yes. Hands down.
He speaks highly of you.
Thanks. Mr. quote-unquote home run king.
No, the home run king I met and interviewed once.
You did.
His name is Hank Aaron.
Yes, he did.
He's the home run king. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us today, sponsored by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Amports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Let's hear you out there in Shamokin Dam. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Humbles Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Matt, of course, goes every day and checks out online to see if Aaron Judge is healthy. Every day. Sad. Very sad. I mean, last night he's singing on Holy Thursday and checking his phone under the robe. What's going on?
Now, if it were college hoops, then my pastor, Father Fred, would be a little more understanding. Because he was okay with that. He understood.
So Father Fred understood that?
Yeah, he understands that we got to check these things sometimes.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. He and I are on the same wavelength when it comes to these things. Like, he's a big soccer person. Okay. He grew up in Uganda.
Okay.
So, when it was World Cup time, we had all permission to keep our phones under the ambo in the pew to keep watching all the games.
There we go.
So,
all right.
we'll have that permission again this fall. And I look forward to that.
Yeah.
He's a big sports fan. Eagles fan. Bucknell basketball. We always talk Bucknell basketball. So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Very, very nice. All right. So, great to be with you on this. Really, it's a beautiful day out there today. They're finally, I can't confirm this, but it's the first place I'm going after I'm done. I think they're finally going to get in the stadium today, which is great. Because they haven't been in the stadium yet. And I think that it'll be great for everybody to get back in there. And it'll be great for the players that haven't been in there yet. And you can't, in this day and age, you can't say the freshmen. Because, yes, the freshmen, were there nine of them? Yeah, they'll be able to get in there and do something in there. But you got to remember, like, a guy like Mitchell Tinsley, for example, he's never been in there. You know, I mean, in terms of, like, with a uniform on. So Mitchell Tinsley gets to go in there. It'll be good for him to go in there. It'll be great for some of the walk-ons that have joined the team to get in there. It'll be great for everybody to get in there and do something. And you really wanted to make sure they could get in there before the blue-white game next week. So, I mean, I believe that is the where they're going to go today, which is good because they haven't been in there yet. Two items. This is the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. They couldn't have picked a better person to do this than Jackie Robinson. He played at a high level. He overcame the pressure. He overcame the insults. He took Branch Rickey's advice to heart. He never retaliated except through performance. And he represented everything that's great about baseball. You look at guys like Tim Anderson and Mookie Betts today, they'll be the first ones to tell you about the Jackie Robinson legacy, and everyone is wearing 42 today. It's always confusing to watch the highlights. They're all 42s everywhere. Like, okay, wow. And Jackie Robinson, they finally won the World Series in 1955. At the end of the 56 season, I believe it was, the Dodgers traded Jackie Robinson to the Giants, and he said, nope, I'm retiring. Unfortunately, Jackie Robinson was diabetic, and it took his life far too soon in 1972. I remember him throwing out the opening pitch of the World Series and making a speech, a brief speech to the crowd before the game. I think it was at Riverfront Stadium. And then he passed away soon after. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So 75 years ago today, Jackie Robinson not only changed baseball, changed sports, he changed the country. And then this sad news, Mike Bossy, one of the really great, great shooters in the history of the NHL, passed away at the age of 65 of lung cancer. He was just one of the absolutely great scorers in the history of the NHL. I've referenced him a few times on the show. But Mike Bossy, as fine a winger as he only played 10 years in the NHL. Only played 10 years. And he had almost, I believe he had almost 600 goals in his career. I mean, amazing. And, of course, the Islanders won 4 Stanley Cups during his time. He had been an NHL analyst on French language TVA Sports, and he stepped away last October to deal with his health. Yeah, here it is. 10-year career, he had 573 goals. He scored over 50 goals in 9 consecutive seasons. He scored 50 goals in 50 games during the 81 season to match Rocket Richard's record. His former teammate Chico Resch, who was a goaltender, told Sports Illustrated in 1981 that Mike Bossy scored goals as naturally as you and I wake up in the morning and brush our teeth. So, absolutely fabulous player. But I'm 65. Wow. Awful. What a great player he was. Great player. So I wanted to at least make sure I mentioned that. You know, and of course, he went into the Hall of Fame very quickly after. He's been in the Hall of Fame now for 30 years. But he would be a player that today everybody would be just, you know. Yeah. Just wanted to leave. I mean, everybody wanted him today. Like I said, he's. But Mike Bossy passed away, 65, lung cancer in the end. All right. So, check out. You know, we're going through some of the headlines today. The, because we always talk about, you know, Matt's so obsessed with the Yankees, doesn't really know much about other teams. No, not true.
No, senor!
Let's see. So let's get through the headlines. Let's see. Stephon Gilmore, 2-year contract, $23 million deal with the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, not happy about that, but...
Why you don't want other people to make money?
No, the Eagles were. I thought that should have been a target for the Eagles. I thought.
Have you been to the two cities?
I haven't been in. I know everything about San Elmo's. I know that.
I'm just kidding. Believe me, they must have offered more money. I mean, that's
yeah. I think the Eagles got outbid, but that's a tough one because the Eagles have so many. Like, you don't know who's going to be starting opposite Darius Slay. You need somebody in this and this at that safety. I mean, you got the draft coming up, but either way, you're going to be ultra thin.
Look, 9 times out of 10, when these guys make choices, it's money. Okay. It's like, okay, great. Baseball scores right now. Home opener for the Mets lead the Diamondbacks 5-1 top of the 7th. Home opener at Fenway today, top of the 5th, and the Twins lead the Red Sox 4-1. On a day, Nick Pivetta literally, Nick Pivetta flat out didn't have it today. Long gone. I'm listening to the game on the radio, and Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione, like he's boy, he's taking his time out there. Said he just doesn't have it. You know, it was only 1-0 at the time. They could tell. You know, you can tell early with most pitchers whether, you know. And I've done a lot of baseball, obviously, in my career. You can tell early with pitchers as to whether they have it or not. They could tell right away he didn't have it. Philly's got the Marlins tonight, 6:40. Yankees and Orioles tonight. So the Yankees get 7 games. At home to start the season, then go to Baltimore. So they get to ease their way in. Nationals and Pirates tonight. Pirates off to a 3-3 start. Let's give them credit. A's, Blue Jays, Giants, Guardians, Rays, White Sox, Angels, Rangers, Tigers, Royals, Cardinals, Brewers, Cubs, Rockies, Braves, Padres, Astros, Mariners, and. 75 years ago today, Jackie Robinson played his first game with the Dodgers. Well, they're at home tonight to take on the Reds. That's a 10-10 game tonight. If you want to watch that game, maybe you have Apple Plus TV. And it's also the last play-in tonight, the game for the 8th seed in the East. Atlanta is playing at Cleveland. winner gets Miami. The Pelicans are going to play in Los Angeles against the Clippers. By the way, Paul George will not play tonight for the Clippers. He tested positive for COVID-19. Really? So that's the story. I mean, the Clippers have been hot going in. I mean, yeah, they lost to Minnesota the other night, but coming in, you know, these were all home games, but they beat New Orleans, Phoenix, Sacramento, and Oklahoma City, all at home, then lost to Minnesota the other night. And, of course, the Pels beat the San Antonio Spurs by 10 in a home game the other night. They played during the season, and the Clippers won. Excuse me, the Pelicans won 3 out of 4. Winner gets Phoenix. When we were in the staff meeting the other day, the suit referred to them as Pahonix. I was like, kind of a confusing moment, but. But that's the story right there. It's the NBA playoffs tonight. NHL's not close yet. They don't start their play. I don't think they finish their season until, what, the 29th?
Yeah, I think May 5th is the start of the playoffs.
Yeah. Now, remember, the reason is simple. They started a little bit later because they're trying to get a little more space with the season. But they also had that period of time built in mid-season to play in the Olympics in Beijing. In the end, they didn't go. But it turned out that there were some games postponed in December, especially with the Canadian teams, and they were able to make them up during that period of time. But that's why the NHL's late. Normally, the NHL starts its playoffs before the NBA does. And that's why they finish up the first week of June, while the NBA finishes up like the third week in June. Jackie Robinson, 75 years ago. Jackie Robinson at UCLA, football, basketball, baseball, track and field. People will tell you that baseball wasn't his best sport. And guess what? I mean, if that wasn't his best sport, what does that tell you? Wow. Because he was a great baseball player. Second base, first base. Ran the bases. Nobody in Major League Baseball ran the bases the way he did. Nobody. And the aggressiveness with which he ran the bases. Steal home. He had that famous steal a home in the World Series. Yogi Berra forever contended he tagged him. Yeah, but, you know, typical Yankee, you know, just always complaining forever. You guys think you're supposed to win everything, don't you?
Well, yeah. That's the expectation.
Wow, it's been a lean century. We'll come back with more in a moment.
I don't disagree.
Does it bother you that you, like, later on go, well, why did I say that?
Sometimes.
You sit back and say to yourself, why did I say that? We'll come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
What about minimum games to be eligible for postseason honors?
I think it's a good suggestion. I think it's something we're going to be going into collective bargaining fairly soon. And my sense is it's something that in the aggregate, most players would think is a good idea too. I mean, the conversation we're having is not all that different than the one I have with individual players. I mean, I think they're fans of the game. They want to see guys on the floor. And in fairness to the players, in many cases, it's the teams. These load management programs are coming from our teams, not the players. So it's often a trainer who is saying to a player, and by the way, I've had this conversation with Michael Jordan, and you know, he thought at the time that he was more likely to get injured if he sat out a game. So while he felt that obligation to the fans.
That's Adam Silver on Dan Patrick's show, the commissioner of the NBA, talking about load management. Yeah, some of it's the team, but look, let's be honest, some of it's the players too. And what happens is that the team starts allowing it, and guess what? The players start making suggestions. I mean, come on. You know, it's a little bit of both. If you want to, you know, I told you the story about Larry Bird. Larry Bird just went out, you know, and you need to be out of the lineup for a week. He went out and played. Put me in the game. He went out and played. And Michael Jordan, I think, how often have you heard me say, at the end of a regular season, that I think it's important, let's talk about the NFL for a moment. There's always this thought process you need to hold players out in the last game. Tony Dungy really struggled with this. As I don't know if he struggled with it, but the Colts struggled with the result of it. When he did it at the end of seasons, when they had some great regular seasons. And I just think that you need to stay sharp, and I think the only way to stay sharp is to play. To me, that's the way to do it. The only way to stay sharp is to play. I feel like as time is gone, like everybody's different. There's no question. Some guys can't go out every single game. They just, you know, they probably just can't do it. Other guys thrive on playing every game. You just have to know which guy is which. I think that's the important part. We talk all the time about individual athletes. Which ones, you know, need a figurative kick in the backside? You know, a verbal kick in the backside. Which ones need to be coddled just a little bit more? I mean, you got to figure out the personalities. It's probably the same way when it comes to load management. There are guys that thrive on playing all the time, and as a coach, you've got to be able to understand that. And then there are guys that probably need a day off once in a while because that's just what their makeup happens to be. So I think it's individual, but I think it's a consumer-based business. And as I've pointed out before, so let's take the Nets as an example. Fans are like, oh, it's too bad Andre Drummond's not playing tonight. Right? Kevin Durant's not playing tonight. Man, I'm bummed. What do you mean Kevin Durant's not playing tonight? I paid tickets to watch Kevin Durant play tonight. So they're like, ah, it's too bad Andre Drummond's not playing. It'd be nice for him that he did. Kevin Durant, oh, you got to be kidding me. What? I spent all this money and Kevin Durant's not going to play? There's a difference.
Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstores, ready for all of your warm weather activities. Camping, picnics, grilling, visit Brewers Outlet first. For microbrews, imports, domestic specialties, they got them. Grab some pickles at the Pickle Bar, Steve Jones' favorite place. Snacks, Brewers Outlet has that covered. Soda, sports drinks, check. Weekly specials, too. And there's lots of convenient parking. So get all the refreshments everyone will love for your next outdoor gathering at Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstore, Reagan Street, Sunbury.